Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Bad morning for the deep state. Oh, so bad.
So what is a good morning?
Yes, it's also Friday. You may have noted. Yeah. So it's a triply good.
Yeah, been waiting on it since last Friday.
Yeah, me too. So anyway, no, this is a very bad morning for the deep state. What is, if you think about it, the main currency of power? Of these thugs, James Comey, Andrew McCabe, really Barack Obama, Hunter Biden, Nancy Pelosi, all the, what is the main way that the deep state wields its power? Trafficking illegally, feloniously, in classified data. And it is a key feature of the two-tier justice system that when they do it, steal it, and either sell it or use it to frame their enemies, mostly Donald Trump, but often people on the right, or control them, no charges are ever filed until now. I can't tell you what a bombshell this is. I've got so much audio in the vault, Lee, from right-wing sources, CNN particularly, by going, wow, John Bolton, this is bad, okay? This is not Trump just trying to get his enemies and, you know, they're trying to twist something into something it's not to embarrass him and charge him. No, this is very serious what John Bolton has done. But what John Bolton did here, Lee, is so not different from what everybody else got away with. Doing two things, steal classified data. And a lot of these people did it for both reasons, to sell it for profit, as Bolton did, but also to frame their enemies, mainly Donald Trump. It became an unspoken understanding in DC. You could steal and leak the most, the worst of the worst in terms of classified data, but if you were a member of the Uniparty in good standing, a member of the deep state in good standing, and that hurt Donald Trump in any way, it's okay. No charges ever for you. It was just all very casual. I'll never forget Trey Gowdy grilling James Comey. Are you ever going to charge? I mean, think about this. The whole Russia collusion case against Trump was leaked data. And Trey Gowdy saying to Jim Comey under oath, are you going to pursue anybody who's leaked this? Each instance is a felony. And Comey's like, nah, not really. And it was a form of mocking the other side that this could be done. And so John Bolton was just doing what everybody else was doing. He wasn't worried about it when he sent data over AOL to his wife and his daughter, because, I mean, he's reading this data, this classified data, like every other day in the New York Times and the Washington Post. We know Comey leaked it. We even know who his cutout was that he passed it to leak it. And there's never any indictment, so why wouldn't Bolton think he could do the same thing? And I've compiled a list of this, Lee. I could spend an hour on this easy. So this is about so much more than John Bolton. It's about whether members of the Uniparty will be allowed to steal and selectively leak classified data, which is a felony, for profit and as a weapon against the right. Also to terrorize the right. Let me give you just a short list of examples. And I'd welcome you to text me any I'm forgetting. I was sitting here this morning going, I know I'm forgetting 20 or 30 of these, literally. Just to give you an idea, just recently. You want to tar Trump's victory against Iran in the bombing. Selectively leak, felony. That's a felony. Selectively leak one minority analyst opinion that the strike might have been ineffective. No big deal. Want to defeat Republican Kevin McCarthy's bid for Speaker of the House? Spy on him and leak details of the affair he had. No one was ever prosecuted for that. Joe Biden stole so much classified data, Lee. It was stored in pallets at the Penn Biden Center and throughout in various locations throughout Chinatown. And Hunter Biden and one of Joe Biden's Chinese employees moved it around. Joe Biden stored so much of it at the Penn Biden Center, illegally garnered classified info. Going back to the 70s, by the way, the Chinese donors were allowed unfettered access to. They left the doors open. You donate $60 million, you could just walk right through there. It's in the closet. It's on the palace. Just help yourself. Hunter Biden was allowed to clean out a storage shed full of classified data before an IRS FBI raid. Remember, those IRS whistleblowers were incredibly frustrated because they wanted to raid the shed where they knew the classified data was being held. And yet the DOJ under Bill Barr wouldn't let them do it. They gave Hunter months to move the classified data. Lee, they were so casual that boxes of classified data were seen just right there in the Joe Biden garage, yep, in pictures of the car next that they wanted to show off.
It's the Corvette.
Right. So that is the profit side. But you could flip it around and use it the other way. They became like royalty. Remember what we've learned in recent weeks. Hillary Clinton walked off with a thumb drive full of highly classified and top secret data. She downloaded, you can't even look at it outside of a SCIF, which is an enclosed room that prevents spying. She puts it on a thumb drive and walks out of there. What do they do? Okay, let's flip this on its head. James Comey goes, oh no, she's going to lose to Trump. I have to protect her. So what do? They take their data about her stealing the classified data, felony after felony after felony after felony, and they classify it. So if you leak news that you know of Hillary's vast crimes, you go to prison for leaking classified data. You can't speak of Hillary's crimes without going to prison. This is a currency. They traffic in it, and what allows it is the two-tier justice system. This is Trump and Bondi and Patel saying no more. You will take half the deep state's power if they cannot traffic this way in classified data. We wouldn't have had a Russia collusion hoax were it not for classified data. And then there's this other trick they do. They take things, Lee, that they know are not true, paid for by Hillary Clinton's campaign, provided by sources in the Russian government, and they classify it so they can leak it, giving it the imprimatur of, ooh, this must be true. Well, wait, it was classified. Well, you wouldn't classify it if it wasn't true. And remember the prostitute pee story where Trump flies to Russia, yep, and gets the prostitutes to pee on the bed that Barack Obama and Michelle Obama slept in?
Allegedly.
And yes. And Putin had that, you see, as compromise on Trump. And so Putin could control Trump because Putin spied on Trump. That was all fake. Damn. They knew it was. They classified it and then leaked it. Well, even if the classified data you have is fake, once you classify it, still a felony to leak it. But they did it to clean it up and make it look real. This has been a felonious game for a long time where some people were beyond the law And John Bolton went, I can send it on AOL. Hillary did. Heck, remember Huma Abedin, her personal assistant, was sending thousands of these emails. We find Anthony Weiner, her then husband's laptop with the kiddie porn on it, and national security secrets that have been sent via Yahoo. Does she get prosecuted? No, she's royalty. She's deep state. Until now. See what a big deal this is?
Absolutely.
What'd you think seeing this yesterday? I mean, 18 charges is a big deal.
Well, to me, it's interesting that, you know, this began during the Trump administration, was ended by the Biden administration, and now has returned during the Trump administration.
Yeah, you mean the classified data investigation
of
Bolton?
Yes, the investigation,
Yeah. And Bolton became very useful to them during the Biden administration.
Because he was so critical, because they could then say, a Trump insider critical of everything that Donald Trump did on foreign policy.
And they marched him around.
Right. Yeah.
He did interviews, by the way, lambasting Trump for possessing classified data, ironically. Data that, by the way, Trump had the ability to classify. John Bolton does not have that.
Yes, yes.
And because Bolton did that, he got protection for his own classified data possession. I just ran through just a couple of examples there. So understand something. What they're doing right now, one of the ways to put the deep state back on a chain, it's going to take a lot, is for people to be afraid again to leak classified data. It's got to happen.
Mm-hmm. It does. I mean, no matter which side of the political aisle you're on, this has got to stop. It's got to stop. It's a threat to the country.
Meanwhile, you know, if you are in the Navy and you're stationed on a submarine, you think that the control panel is really cool, so you take a picture of it and you give it to a friend. You don't even sell it. Oh, you're going to prison for a decade, minimum. And so it shows you how the political class has become royalty. Classified data is valuable. They traffic in it. Now, never forget Hillary Clinton's server, which she deliberately un- and insecured. Remember CrowdStrike testifying? We wanted to secure it for her. She deliberately would not let us. Why? Because five different foreign governments accessed the classified data on it. It was how she was selling it to them.
Sort of sounds like a plan, doesn't it, Tara?
For profit. And then she got those massive donations to the Clinton Foundation. So this was Bolton just following the DC profit model. I steal the data. I profit from it by putting it in a book. And I have a feeling he did other things with it, too. I think they all do. And nobody's going to touch me because I'm deep state member in good standing. And that ends. That ends now. I couldn't be more excited. This is so much fun. Yeah. And then the icing on the cake, we get Antifa yesterday, too. Guess they are real, Lee. Can't indict, but it's not real. Who knew? All right. Buckle up. It's going to be a great cruise in on Friday. Plus, the good news is it's the last day of the week.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of texts on this. Ace Frehley has died. I'm getting a lot of emails, too, from my husband this morning. You know, when I get three of them before 6 a.m., something big's happened. I'm here, boom, 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 boom. What's going on? Ace Frehley's dead. They were part of my childhood. My husband just wrote to me an email. I used to take a cassette player with a Love Gun cassette tape to my elementary school in Gastonia, North Carolina, to listen to their music. My husband accused me of living in the Soviet Union because I never owned a Kiss tape. I'm okay. All right, let me explain this. All the boys in my class, yes, they had the Kiss cassette tapes and the Walkmans and the headphones. Yes, we were girls. We didn't listen to Kiss. We were very aware. Don't get me wrong. They had better makeup than we did. But no, that was a boy thing. My husband sent me another one this morning. People under the age of 45 or so really have no idea what a cultural force Kiss was in the mid-70s, he said. And of course, my husband, you know, wouldn't listen to them until later because he wasn't born yet. But in the suburbs of Virginia, where I grew up, every boy in school knew who they were and usually had a favorite song or favorite band member. Other bands at the time had mystique, but Kiss had it in spades, partly because of the makeup, which meant no one knew what they looked like. Everybody obviously does now. So yeah, he was in good shape. He was actually, Ace Frehley was supposed to go on tour, slipped a few weeks ago in his studio, got a brain bleed, unfortunately. He's been on life support ever since, and last night his family decided to disconnect it because apparently there wasn't really any hope. So now thanks to my husband, my workout, White Toxic Male Mix, it's actually what it's called, has a bunch of Kiss in it. So I've been exposed in later years to the great work of that classical band. One of the reasons, it's funny now, we have sort of tradition in my house right now. We go and work out, my daughter and my son and I. My son start going with my daughter and I to work out. We lift weights, do all that stuff. So I send him one classic rock and roll song every time we go. I actually forgot once a few weeks ago. He's like, Mom, where's my song? So he's everything from Kiss to Guns N' Roses, Bon Jovi. Yeah, all of that great stuff. Sometimes Ozzy. And, you know, at first that music kind of hits you weird because they have nothing like it in this generation. My son loves it. Yeah. One of his favorites lately is Immigrant Song. He just absolutely loves that. And I explained to him, it's, oh, no, it's not about immigrants. It's about Vikings. He's like, yeah, Vikings. And there's just a certain male toxicity, an American, uniquely American male toxicity that rock and roll. I keep hoping rock and roll will take off again because the stuff we have now is crap. And I believe the music industry deliberately killed rock and roll because it was white male and quote unquote toxic. But no better example than Kiss this morning. Texture writes, good morning, Tara. I'm 38 and a big, I think he means Kiss fan. But yeah, kids today don't know how much Kiss changed the landscape. Another texture writes, I absolutely love the bumper music, VH for life. Another texture writes, okay, on the John Bolton. Nobody has went to jail. Nobody will go to jail. Even with the Trump retribution term in full swing, it'll only embolden them in the future. You know what? I disagree. It's starting. Look, here's the thing. I guess I'm not as negative on that as many of you are because I covered federal court. The wheels grind very slowly in federal court. And that was good for me as a reporter. I'd get a year out of his story and all of the side stories. So to me, this is how the wheels grind. Here's Kash Patel, by the way, earlier this week, head of the FBI.
Beyond those who are already charged, do you think you've seen other crimes that might eventually get referred to justice?
Yes, we are looking at so many different leads on criminal activity by those who are in positions of power. These indictments that you've seen and the ones that you're going to see coming up here in this near future are just the beginning. But I have to remind the audience one thing. Everybody's like, it's 7 months. What have you guys been doing?
Yeah.
Well, they spent 20 years building this disease mm-hmm. temple of corruption. It takes a little bit of time to defeat it and beat it down. And I'm not asking you to trust me. I'm asking you to look at the work the men and women of the FBI have done so far in these 7-8 months and just imagine what we're going to do come the year end.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you why Bolton's a big deal, too, coming up. And I mean, you think I'd have covered that already, but no, I mean, it'd take me an hour to do it right. They're going to flip him. And feds are already saying that. That's when it gets fun.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Text to Rage, yeah, Freebird by Lynyrd Skynyrd is a great workout. You can't work out to Freebird. It's got to have a boom, 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 boom beat. I just can't do it. I can't. I hate lifting weights. Absolutely hate it. Text to Rage, Tara, rock and roll will never die. Now the text to Rage, no testosterone, no rock and roll. And talking about Ace Frehley with Kiss. Has died. I had to look down because my husband, like my phone's going boom, 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 boom before 6 a.m. I'm like, who's texting me before 6? Oh, it's my husband. What's up? And I think, is the house on fire? 3 texts? Like, no, Ace Frehley died. Oh, okay. I get it. Texture rates. Tara, what's your Gmail? I will send you pics of Ace memories. Just a couple things for mentioning his passing. He was a great guy, even though most of them were liberals. He could still play a guitar or have some fond memories of what and when due to Kiss. So says Roger. Well, you can always send me stuff at Tara, T-A-R-A, at odyssey.com. Okay, it's Friday. I guess I got to work, right? I got to tell you the stuff that's going on. There's a lot of stuff going on. Can't just talk lifestyle stuff forever. All right, here we go. John Bolton. Folks, this is a big deal. I told you I could do the whole show on it. I won't. When even CNN admits he's in trouble, this is not just Trump throwing shade on Bolton for all of Bolton's criticism of him. I mean, this is a serious, heavy indictment. This is a former Biden DOJ official Yokitel Hijojina, I think is how you say it. It's my best guess. Anyway.
Training Nazis to have a security clearance.
He says rightly you the are, Democrats I are had a clearance,
and whenever you go through the training to have a security clearance, you are always told about the handling of classified. I had a clearance, and whenever you go through the training to have a security clearance, you are always told about the handling of classified information and exactly how you must handle it and how you cannot take it home. And I'll point out, you were reading his statement earlier today. They talk about how these are handwritten notes. Handwritten notes doesn't necessarily mean it's no longer classified. It just means that the classified information is somewhere else, just like whether it's on a signal chat or whether it's in your notes. It needs to stay in a SCIF. And so this is the worst case scenario for the intelligence community. The intelligence community often fears of leaks. They often fear of spills. There are spills with a number of various former government officials where it was a mistake, et cetera. They had classified information. They didn't know that they had it, et cetera. But this is something a little bit different. This is what got into the hands of the wrong people. And he knew that he had the classified information and he knew that there was a leak and he did not notify the federal government. And so it is, these are very serious allegations. I think that the indictment just says that.
Yeah, there's a level of casualness and repeatedness here that is shocking, but that we've seen before among so many of the deep state oligarchs. What's an oligarch? Criminal royalty. When you hear that word in Russia, criminal royalty, they're criminals. They have criminal empires, and they are as powerful and rule almost as royalty, almost as aristocrats would. That's what you're looking at here. John Bolton is an oligarch, an American oligarch. He is criminal royalty. Remember the former head of Venezuela saying America's not a democracy? He was talking about under Joe Biden because Joe was president then. Remember, he'd been oddly friends with Trump, even though he was basically a light communist. It was a strange relationship, but they got along great. And he said of Joe Biden, the Democrats, America's not a democracy. It's an oligarchy. John Bolton was an oligarch. 18 counts of illegally hoarding or sending national security information, faces up to 10 years in prison for each count. It is critical. You will take away half the deep state's power if they can no longer illegally and feloniously traffic in this kind of intel, in classified intel. He sent more than 1,000, according to the indictment, which they indicted him. Grand jury indicted him. So he's going to be tried on these charges. He allegedly sent more than 1,000 pages of classified information to people, including top secret national defense information. Wow. Why would you do that? Because every day you're opening the New York Times and Washington Post, and there's more intel that's classified. Look at James Comey, for instance. What did Comey do? Well, right now, a lot of his indictment, I think they're going to add to it, hinges on this conflict. His deputy, Andrew McCabe, has testified under oath. Oh, yeah, Comey told me to leak it. Well, that's a felony. Yeah, he told me. He gave me permission. He said, yeah, I should leak it. And Comey's saying, no, I didn't. I didn't say that. So there's going to be an epic clash there. And the media acts like this is no big deal. This is a big freaking deal. John Bolton transmitted top secret information using personal online accounts and retained said documents in his house in direct violation of federal law, said FBI Director Kash Patel. And look, this is what Biden did. And this is a common practice among deep state oligarchs. The indictment alleges that Bolton regularly sent diary-like entries to the individuals containing classified information. It's exactly what Joe Biden did. This is stuff that he had no right to see, except in a SCIF. He would keep a notebook and he would just record everything he could remember and he would leave with it. And remember when he was under investigation for this, which the DOJ admitted, yeah, he did it. He's just such a sweet old man. No one would ever indict him. He would keep entire notebooks of classified data and just walk out with it because he'd handwrite it. And they'd have to chase him around in the Obama administration. Joe, no, we know you took those pages. No, you got to bring them back. They got some of them back, some they did not. He'd be annoyed when they asked why, because it became a right to traffic in it, and I think to sell it. And I think we're going to find a lot of that out. Look, I put up an X post on this, just some examples of how the deep state royalty, the oligarchs, trafficked in this classified intelligence. And again, if you are against Trump and you were useful to them against Trump, or you were using the classified intel against Trump, not only could you take it, leak it, put it out there wherever you want to put it, you could sell it in your book for profit. Let me give you just some examples of how they would use it. Because, folks, you know all the spying we've been documenting in recent weeks, months, and years? All of it one way, all of it against Republicans. That was to get data to leak. For instance, Barack Obama, just one instance, spied on Democrat Dennis Kucinich, who, yes, was a Marxist, but also was very much against the Obama regime for Democrat reasons. Anyway, Obama spied on Democrat Dennis Kucinich. Remember that? In punishment for opposing his agenda, and leaked the phone call to embarrass him, even though it was classified. Nobody ever prosecuted for that. Kash Patel, now head of the FBI, had all of his communications and all of his family's communications monitored. Why? So they could leak it if they found anything. James Comey, then head of the FBI, sent honeypots into the Trump campaign 2016 to try to trick him and others into sleeping with them so we could leak the intel. When they didn't have that, they made up the prostitutes. Oh, Trump hired prostitutes, had him pee on the bed that, you know, in Russia that Obama and Michelle Obama had slept in. They take it. They know it's fake. They know it's from Hillary's campaign. They classify it. And then they leak it to give it the imprimatur of truth. It's still a felony to leak it, even though it's fake. When you're so comfortable, no prosecutor will ever touch you for leaking classified data like this, you begin to use it as a weapon. Hillary walked off with a thumb drive full of it. Remember the FBI said, well, we're going to take the weekend and go through her emails, see if there's anything in there. Remember Hillary saying, oh, I don't know what C stands for. What does it stand for? Classified, you moron. And then Comey comes out and goes, well, it wasn't that serious what she took. It was. We found out last 3 months, she walked out with a thumb drive full of top secret information. When the FBI realized, oh, no, this is going to end her chances in this election against Trump, they classified the fact she'd stolen the classified data so no one could speak of it. That way, whistleblowers couldn't speak of it. Or they would go to prison. So you're seeing this massive weaponization where one of the powers that the criminal royalty, the oligarchy, the deep state, the uniparty had was this ability to traffic in information. Think about John McCain running around with classified information. And folks, it got so casual. If you were the right people that you could do this, it got so casual that they didn't even hide that they were giving classified information like John McCain to the media, and no one touched them. They became untouchable till now. So if you're hearing them scream bloody murder, it's because, well, everybody commits felonies giving the media classified information. If it hurts Trump and helps Iran, all the better. They've never seen a prosecution for this, not last 20 years, not one of them. That's the difference. Folks, it doesn't matter what the subject is in this country. The Civil War, the new Civil War, the one we're having right now is over whether we will have a two-tiered justice system in which some, the oligarchs, are untouchable and the special classes that serve them are legally untouchable. That's the whole thing right there. Every story today is an example of that. Let me give you another one. This idea that because the most valuable class to the Uniparty, one of the classes they imagine giving it everlasting one-party system power, like in Chinese illegal immigrants, they have become as untouchable as James Comey and John Bolton. And so when you get here as an illegal, you're untouchable, can't touch you. It becomes a human rights atrocity in their post-American territories to touch such an individual and accuse them of crime, even though our laws say you are a criminal. Let me give you an example. Out of Chicagoland, out of Democrat J.D. Pritzker's Illinois, ICE arrests illegal aliens sworn in as suburban Chicago police officer. No wonder the police won't respond. Golly. This is crazy. ICE agents just arrested a police officer in Hanover Park, Illinois, very blue area, accusing him of being an unlawful immigrant from Montenegro. The officer, Radule Bajovic, overstayed a tourist visa way back in 2015. Yeah, no big deal, though. Now, listen to this. Village officials say they'd monitor Bajovic's immigration proceedings, and if allowed to stay in the U.S., listen to this, he will return to full duty status at the police department. Despite his crimes? Yeah. Wait. We're going to let a criminal police who is not an American police non-criminal Americans? Yes, because any American who would oppose them is more criminal. And those who are actually criminal, well, rules, laws just don't apply. It's the same story with John Bolton. Untouchable people who make up an untouchable oligarchy. We got to rip this down, or we'll never be free again. We got 3 years to do it. Just the absolute audacity of this. The official saying, yeah, he's currently, you know, committing crimes, but he can stay if we could just get our hands on him. If we can get him back from Trump, and we'll make him a police officer again.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.